Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The conference Migration and Mental Health will be held at SUNY New Paltz on October 11th. The conference focuses on providing psychological and psychosocial support for immigrants, especially those living in extreme situations. The theme of this eighth annual conference is gender, place, and identity. Director of Athena Network New York, Maria Elena Ferrer, and Athena Network New York member and part of the conference steering committee, Jerry Harrington, join us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you both with us.
Appreciate it.
How did thank this particular you. Conference come about?
Well, we've been working on migration and mental health for the last more than 15 years. And it was about time to bring the conference to the Hudson Valley.
It was held, all the previous conferences were held in major European capitals, and they wanted to bring it to the United States, and they were first thinking of New York City, but she pressed to have it in the Hudson Valley.
What is the, why did that work, do you think, as far as getting it in the Hudson Valley? What was the key
well,
to
because
that?
It's where we are doing the actual work in
right.
this area. And, you know, despite Berkeley in California, we are the other group doing that in the United States. So I thought that it would make more sense to have the conference where we are
yeah.
actually doing the work.
Good yeah. old-fashioned turf war. That's good.
Yeah.
So let us talk about the problem, and then we'll talk about how you have been working on this for so
absolutely.
Long. So the problem, as you see it, of the challenges that you're up against when it comes to mental health and migration.
Well, the first problem is that there is an adjustment in regular circumstances that people need to overcome somehow because you are being moved from one place to another one where things can be absolutely different. So more than a loss, we are talking about a separation, a different place, different language, different culture, different
right.
people, different everything. So that's something that we can consider normal, and every human being can overcome that situation. But when you start adding levels of complications and more stressors, like things are not going well, you cannot learn the language, you cannot get a job, nothing is working, your family is not with you, you don't have support, there is not a safety net for you, there is a lot of stereotypes, and hatred around. So things get complicated for people, and then we have a problem because that resilience that every human being is able to activate sort of like gets into
a shock. It's more than the resilience can handle, really.
So then you cannot move. You can start having some symptoms that can affect your habits, your sleeping habits, your food, your character, even your capacity of being effective, of making good decisions. You know, it's like everything is out of place.
So how do you, realizing what the problems could be in concert with really realizing what the problems are for an individual, how do you then work through that situation?
Yeah, well, when you have certain expertise on the migratory morning, there is some sort of a screening that you can run with the person because there are some vulnerabilities that maybe are just a regular mental health issues that the person is already having or is bringing with them. But then we can separate what are those symptoms that are being caused by the new situation. So then you can see what are the stressors that are affecting this, or if there is a how can I say like that, a previous mental health condition, because you know we all are very vulnerable to that kind of thing, but we can find out if that is related to the migration itself.
I was going to ask that question. I'm so glad you brought that up because look, we all have issues, and mental health is an issue for a large part of our population, a very large part. So that fine-tuning as to, yes, is it the migration or is it just, life?
Exactly. and can be both because,
right.
you know, we are human beings, so
sure.
we have our ups and our downs, and it's always good to check on how is the state of our mental health.
But it doesn't matter, does it?
Well,
I mean, in the sense of
it matters in one thing. The main researcher of these all these what we call migratory mourning and the Ulysses syndrome, he normally recommends. He's a psychiatrist, and he normally recommends not to medicate patients that are being experiencing what we call the Ulysses syndrome, because then it's like your resilience gets dormant there.
Yeah.
So yes, you're taking your medication and you may feel better, but you are not really overcoming the situation.
So in other words, it's almost you're getting, you're feeling better, but the reason, the underlying reasons are still continue to go on. You're not taking care of the actual problem as to what is causing the need for the medication.
And then when you don't have the medication again, the problem comes again.
Right.
And, you know, one of the challenges in this country, particularly because not many doctors know about migratory mourning, which is this description of what she was talking about, the loss and separation that she was describing, and Ulysses syndrome is the more complex version of it. But a lot of doctors in this country don't know about it. They know more about it in Europe. And so a lot of doctors will see someone who's depressed and give them antidepressants, and that could actually harm them further.
Or maybe you are not sleeping, you have some insomnia, so they give you pills to sleep. That's good because, you know, at least you rest at night, but you are not really working on what you need to work with.
So how do you work on what you need to work on?
Well, the beauty of this is that because we are not machines, we don't come with instructions, and not two cases are the same. It is very customized to the person because we really need to see. Yes, we really need to see if there is something that came before this, how things are affecting, because, you know, and also we react very differently to different stressors. So what we, in general, if there is something that can work for everyone, is definitely to establish connections, social connections. If you don't have your family here with you, who are those people in the host society that can somehow give you some support, more that you don't feel that isolated, or that you know that there is somebody that you can go if you need something. That's something that is going to help absolutely everyone.
So let's talk about the conference itself. And Jerry is a part of the steering committee. So how do you set it all up?
How do you set it all up?
Well, I mean, how is it rolling out? What are the opportunities of this conference?
Well, what's happening is that this coming Friday, it's a full day conference. Registration 8:30 in the morning, and it goes till 6:30 at night. There will be some plenary sessions when everybody's there, and there'll be breakouts. She has the list of...
Yeah, we have like 50 speakers coming from all over the world. We have people from Japan, from Australia, from the west coast of the United States, from Mexico, Peru, Colombia, England, Italy, Spain, you know, we have
And also locally in the Hudson Valley.
Yes. So you were talking, Jerry mentioned this a moment ago, about how this conference has taken place in different parts of the world. Are there issues that are peculiar or to attach just to United States migrants in the United States?
Yeah, I would say yes. Every place is different and have their particularities. And here in the United States, we are currently living in a very hostile situation and some sentiment against immigrants that is really making the situation a little bit more complex than it used to be. So that's a point that definitely, although let's say that stereotype and that sentiment against immigrants is almost global. There is a lot of fear in people when they talk about immigrants, because unfortunately politicians use immigrants as a political weapon for many things, and to blame on them things that are not working in society. But here in New York, in the United States, we definitely are having something a little bit different. It's coming more from the authorities, and that sentiment that immigrants now have of not feeling safe is really eroding.
So let me ask a question.
Sure.
What are the number? Do you know what the numbers are in the Hudson Valley? I mean, of number of people you're seeing, has that number risen?
Well, we Yes, absolutely. And what we see more clear is the civic engagement. We used to have a few years ago any event that was a public event, and you will see families of any place coming to those events. In the few couple of years, we see less immigrant families joining those public events. At least that's something that we clearly have seen.
She's, by the way, giving a talk about how
the current climate
in the United States is actually affecting the entire country's mental health.
Even the participation of parents in the school to support their children. You know, people is in fear.
So those that fear, and I'm curious, has this is something that has certainly become more complicated over the last 2 or 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's like we have that level of fear and insecurity more present nowadays, yes.
Because we all hear about the raids, we hear about the what is being done and what can't be done, the difference between what is legal immigration and illegal immigration, and every day brings something, a new edict, if you will, that seems to be...
That is affecting all Americans in general.
Right, I was going to say more horrible than the next, but okay. My question to you is, how do you keep up with it? I mean, how do you, because my understanding of the system has been that there can be the edict, there can be the tweet, there can be the whatever is said as the president is getting into a helicopter screamed out to the press corps, but then there are people like you who are dealing with it on the ground, and what you make of that.
On the day-to-day, it's very, you know, this uncertainty that is affecting absolutely everyone, Americans and non-Americans alike, is not knowing what is happening. With the immigrant population, and you mentioned something, people that is documented and versus the people that is undocumented, usually when you were an immigrant with documents, you were feeling more safe. Nowadays, even if you have your documents, you don't feel safe. We can see on the press how many American residents have been deported by mistake or have been in jail during investigations and things like that. So we are now in that point that no matter if you even are an American-born citizen, if you look different, you don't feel safe. And that's something that definitely we are trying to support everyone. Again, going back to the recommendation that I mentioned before, knowing who are the people in your community, your safety net, the people that you can call, the people that you can count on, the people that can keep you informed or somehow can filter a little bit, because as you say before, you cannot be catching up on everything that is happening in the media or with our president tweeting, but at least to know exactly what is immediately on the ground affecting you for the better or for the worse.
And affecting you for the purposes of this conference and for this conversation and for the work you do, affecting the mental health.
Absolutely, yes. What we can do, because we cannot avoid Twitter, we cannot change the laws, it's not in our realm of, it's not in our professional field, but what we can do with the resources that we have to at least keep our sanity, to keep some balance in life, and to keep thriving, you know, in the best case scenario, that's what we want.
Because sometimes what can happen is that people who are suffering, if you want to use that word, from migratory mourning, they are not, normally they would be taking care of their kids well, but they're not. Normally they would be able to work, when they get a job, they'd be able to work well, but they're not. Normally they wouldn't be drinking, let's say, or something, but now they are.
Right.
And so a lot of it is this sense of fear and separation.
It's
and
overwhelming.
Loss.
It's absolutely overwhelming.
They sometimes can't even think beyond just a few hours ahead. And so people wonder, why can't they go to the doctor's appointment? Well, they can't.
Yeah.
That's like the last thing on their mind. They're just wondering, are we going to have enough money to have dinner tonight?
The conference is Migration and Mental Health. It'll be held at SUNY New Paltz on October 11th. You can find out more by going to newpaltz.edu. Newpaltz.edu will also have a link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Mary, Elena, and Jerry, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.